This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lobster has been running cheap these days due in part to the U.S.-China trade war, but today a report on another foodstuff that's seen as precious and dear that has also gotten weirdly cheap, truffles. Not the chocolates, but the musky fungus. The reason, lots of rain in Italy. Janet Babin reports.
Louise, let me have your knife.
I'm in the kitchen with prominent chef Jonathan Waxman at Barbudo, one of his New York City restaurants, getting a truffle lesson.
And this is how thin we slice it.
The golf ball-sized truffles look unappetizing. They're lumpy, veiny, one black, one white.
Now eat that.
The white is garlicky, the black more earthy. They resemble overgrown mushrooms, but Waxman says they don't taste like them.
They have their own density, they have their own... They're just the most amazing thing that we could possibly eat, except maybe caviar.
This delicacy is actually the fruit of a fungus. Truffles grow naturally under trees and feed off the roots. Until around the 1920s, Waxman says they were cheap and plentiful in France, Italy, and Spain. Now they can cost thousands of dollars a pound, with the really big ones auctioned off like fine art. Some truffles remain so pricey because nobody knows how to cultivate them. And we might be running out of time. Paul Thomas is a research associate at Stirling University in Scotland. His latest study predicts that climate change will kill off certain truffle varieties by 2071.
The results were really quite shocking, actually, and they were way more extreme than we expected.
Thomas based his work on 36 years of truffle production and weather data.
A lot of the decline we're attributing to a decline in rainfall.
And not just in southern Europe, where 90% of the world's edible truffles come from. A lack of rainfall last season also devastated the burgeoning truffle orchards of the U.S. Pacific Northwest.
All right, let's go. Come on, find it.
Where truffle dog company owner Alana McGee and her dog Lolo forage for truffles.
We had no rain during the fall, which is a time when the truffles actually really need rain in order to grow and mature.
McGee says dogs are best able to find the ripest local truffles that she says U.S. chefs are slowly starting to appreciate.
There's almost this, like, seaweed peat smell.
McGee has trained her dogs to follow that scent.
Is that yours?
When Lolo finds it, she squeals for a treat.
I know. Good girl.
Diners still have time to get their treat, at least this year. Black truffle season in the U.S. runs through April. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.